wheel, I would probably know just how to deal.
And I feel like I've been here before. Feel like I've been here before. You know, it makes me wonder what's going on down the ground. We'll be right back.
Mofest, Jim Lauderdale. I'm getting back here. It's...
I think I lost my monitor.
One, two.
I got that one. What about this one over here?
All right. There we go. All right. Thank you. Can you hear me? Is that working out there now? You want a little bit of that in the front? All right. Cool. Well, like this is one of those albums that brings back so many memories for most people. And this is definitely one of those songs. I think I started listening to this album when I was probably about 6 months old, crawling around on the floor. And then I got interested watching the record spin around when I was about two. And, you know, when you're two and you're listening to this record, when Stephen Stills is singing about weeping, wilting willows and all that kind of stuff, it kind of goes over your head. But when you hear the part about our very fine house and the two cats in the yard, you know, it's right there for you when you're two, so. But this is a love song. And what I love about this song is that we know it's about a couple. We know about it's a family. We know it's about two people who are in love. But we don't really find out a whole lot else about them. You know, we don't know if they're 20 years old or if they've been married for 50 years. We don't know if they have any children. We just know they got two cats. We don't know if they're from North Carolina or from California or from, you know, Ontario. We don't know if they're black or if they're white. And honestly, the more I listen to the lyrics, I still am not 100% sure that it's a man and a woman. Because this is a song about love. And I think that's why I like it now, and I think that's why I liked it when I was 2 years old. So sing along. You guys know this song. This is Our House.